Welcome to New Every Day. So glad to have you here. Excellent topic today. We're going to be talking about the beginnings of your ministry and a message that God placed on your heart with the craziest of acronyms that every time I hear it, you know somebody's going to go, sorry, what did he just say?
What?
Stick around.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Day. Glad to have you here. I'm Jeff Weston.
I'm Lawrence Cruz.
And we've got a fantastic episode for you. We are going to be telling you how you need to have lots of wives. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Before you start yelling at us, no, it's an acronym. It's all about, you know, yeah, you're moving away. All right, no, but it's this wonderful acronym that actually, you know, you have presented in the past.
Hey, don't blame me. Yeah, I see where this is going.
I'm the one who said it, okay? But we're going to unpack it today, and it's one that, you know, the first time I heard it, I went, okay, this is gold. This makes sense.
Yeah.
And so when we were talking about today's episode, you know, I said to Lawrence, I'm like, we got to talk about wives.
Yeah.
Because it is the basics of why we are here. I mean, the last two episodes, we talked about you have a place in the church. You have a role. Mm. You have a purpose. So what is that purpose? And that's what today is all about.
It is. Yeah, it's great. It's great to ask the question, why am I here?
Right.
It's even better to answer it.
It's good to have those answers. Yes.
And I'm going to suggest to you to discover what the Bible says in answering the question sets us sailing, mm-hmm. where we're actually doing the very thing that God has asked us to do. It's related to our... the previous two shows,
yes,
Jeff, regarding us as the body and being made exactly the way God made us. So it's like, okay, God, now that I've recognized my part in the body, like, what's the big picture? What's going on here? Mm-hmm.
And that was the question, if I recall correctly, you were asking at the onset of your ministry. Maybe not exactly in those words, but that's really where this all started for you.
Yeah, that's correct, Jeff. It was, so I entered into full-time ministry in 1990. If you don't...
He's old.
Yeah, if you don't... Looking all right, eh?
I think I was just in diapers.
And so when I began, way back then, Jeff.
Yeah, right. Thank you for those of you my age and maybe a little senior saying, who is that guy over there? And
you can email me, Lawrence.
That's because of that quarter century comment I made a couple of weeks ago. That's right. What it was. I get it. Yeah. You got a good memory. I began Bible college, 4-year degree program in 1986.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were full-time studies, but I mean, I was greenhorn, mm-hmm. but loved it. I was all in and enjoyed every day of my Bible college. I wouldn't trade any of it. Some of the, like, exam week was tough at times. The all-nighters, 3 in 1 week, I was green. I didn't necessarily like that.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying. It was great. So in that sense, like, I was full-time study. I was all in, and I was invited to preach places, to sing, to meet people in churches all over the province of Ontario in Canada. And loved it with everything in me. Mm. But you know what, Jeff? For me, there was such a huge difference between being in a college setting where, I think this is the easiest way to say it, where my professors, you know, the teachers, they were great. And they had my whole course outlined for me.
Right.
And basically, you know, at the beginning of the semester, here. This is what you're doing for the next 4 months.
Right, yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, no problem. I read it and go, how am I ever going to get all this done? And somehow you do it and you get her done. And it was fantastic. You graduate, you know, the tassel goes over. It's like, wow, God, I'm ready to do everything you've got me to do. Now I'm sitting in the office as a pastor going, where's the syllabus? You know, like, and nobody's instructing me anymore. Like, it's all right here.
You very quickly go from the student to the teacher, and everybody in the church is going, what do you got for this Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, exactly. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Right? And so I remember, I'm thankful. I wasn't the leader of the church. I was assisting a man whose name happens to be John McDonald. And
okay.
I bring that up because it's the same name as the first prime minister of the country of Canada.
That's true.
Interesting. Not the same guy. I know he says I'm old, but I'm not that old. So anyway, I was there with Reverend John McDonald, and he was great. He was kind to me, and he basically taught me the ropes. But it's like, okay, I'm on. Mm-hmm. I got a sermon to preach, and I've got messages to prepare and programs to organize. And Jeff, I was way over my head.
Okay. I can, that's fair. I mean, fresh out of school.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think even my alma mater has given some attention to that, to try and prepare people a little bit more. And maybe because the people who were there just weren't getting it. Like, I'm not blaming anyone, whether they said it or not. I just found myself lacking. But when it came to the sermon, and I loved theology, and I still love it. I love studying it, and writing an essay is good. But to say something to people who, you know, they're not even in, they haven't read their Bible, let's right. say, some of them, for years. They have one when they were baptized. And, you know, what do you say to them? And I've just been with 4 years, you know, mm-hmm. and I've been immersed. And anyway, I've got to preach, and I don't have a clue what I'm going to say. And I'm desperate, and I'm scared. Like, again, I'm feeling way over my head.
Right.
And so what I was taught, I remember hearing this prior to going to Bible college. I was listening to a guy at Lakeshore Camp in Cobourg, Ontario. And one of the guest evangelists there was saying how, like, don't you dare, kind of, at least that's what I heard. Don't you dare ever get up behind that sacred desk until you've called upon God and got a word from God. And I remember a young man, like, realizing this was important. Great teaching.
Yeah.
I mean, here I am all these years later remembering it, and I'm glad I was taught. Well, it was my time now in 1990, mm-hmm. and I'm on my face literally before God. I'm on my knees. I'm praying at times. I'm like, Lord, I'm desperate for you. And then finally I settled down. I said, God, what do you want me to say to these people? And I felt the Lord directed me to a passage of Scripture in the book of Acts,
okay,
chapter 2.
Okay.
All right. And it was chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. Shall I read it?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Let's, Acts chapter 2, pardon me, verse 41. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
That's a lot of people in one day.
And I remember reading it going, okay, I like the thought of new people being added to the church, of people saying, I belong here and I want to be baptized. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm happy to, you know, identify with the church. I'm like, okay, this is now all of a sudden, you know, hey, those of you who've been traveling with the Lord for years and you're reading a passage of scripture and like God just like illuminates it, you know, the right. brightness of your screen, if you will. You know, there was no screen at the time, but you get what I'm saying. So 3,000 were added to their number that day. Verse 42, Acts 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. Oh, signs and wonders.
Okay.
All the believers were together and had everything in common. Verse 45, they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. This is on top of the 3,000
that they just had
that already came in. So you can imagine, I'm young, I'm brand new, I'm in, I'm thinking, that's what I want for this group of people that I was called to serve.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then God's giving you this scripture. And I mean, before we quickly go to a break, what was that moment for you with the scripture where you're like, that's the one? Like, why was it that?
Why was it that I chose that passage of scripture?
Yeah, what was it that stood out to you?
Yeah, interesting. That's a good question. So much of it in there, I saw the fact that the church was growing. Mm-hmm. I saw that the people were caring for each other. I saw that there was an attention to the Word of God. And I say, I just come from college. I mean, I couldn't get enough of the Word of God. And this is what I wanted, to share that experience with other people who I was hoping would also be hungry. And I thought, that's it. Lord, this is what I want. So I wanted to preach that passage of Scripture as my first sermon to the group of people that God had called me to.
Okay, well, we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to hear more about this scripture and what God has revealed through that, and how I think I would like to ask how it has changed things for you since those early days of the 1990s.
Yeah, that's right.
So stick around.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back. This is New Every Day. If you're just tuning in, the first half of this episode, we've been talking with Lawrence about his beginnings of ministry, fresh out of college, and having to do his first sermon.
Overcome with fear.
That's right.
Wasn't the fear of God.
Way over his head and saying, God, what
have I gotten myself into here?
Well, what do you want me to say? And God led you to Acts chapter 2, and we just read that scripture before the break.
Yeah.
So what is the message behind Acts chapter 2 in the scripture that you read?
Okay, that's a great question. So it's about how you started the show by saying we're going to learn about multiple wives. And it's like, that's how I say it too. Jeff, there was this, rightly or wrongly, I was encouraged, you know, in homiletics class, like how to put a message together to, you know, kind of make some structure to a message so that people could understand it. And so I was kind of looking at this passage of scripture, wanting to do that so that people could understand these many verses that were just so alive to me. And like right. I told you, many of them were younger, brand new, hadn't read much. It's like, what can I say? And so I was single at the time and available, no, more looking, right. Not wanting to be single. And I had my eyes on this pretty gal who's now my wife. What's that? Wife. There it is. So I'm busted. It's like the overflow of my heart. I come up with an acronym, WIFE. Now, I was talking to someone last week, actually, Jeff, who brought up the same acronym to me regarding this passage of scripture. So with all sincerity, I say to you before God as my witness now, I believe this was original to me. I'm not here to say this is mine and I own, like it's personal to me and I get it, but it's not about me saying this is mine. I have this guy saying, what? Like other people are doing this too? And then he jokingly said, he goes, maybe you started it. And I don't know, that's not my reason for sharing it. But either way, I'm happy to tell you that there was this acronym, WIFE, that demarked the very things that we read about in Acts chapter 2, 41 and following.
Okay.
Okay, so W stands for worship.
Okay, all right.
So here I am, Jeff. I'm ready to preach a message, read these verses and say, hey, group, this is where I want to go. This is who I want to be together as this group together, as this church here in this place called Ingersoll, Ontario, which happens to be, some of you may know this, Amy Semple McPherson had a ministry there. Now, there's a name for you to look up. She was used mightily by God in revival ways. I knew nothing about that. I'd heard about her, but I was in the very same town where she once was. Now, to some of you, that might be of interest. Google her and then strap your seatbelt on, because lots went on there. It's also a small town known for limestone and cheese. Ingersoll cheese. So W, back to that. Worship. Oh, yeah. This is the first of letter, wife. W stands for worship. And here it is that, Jeff, when we worship the Lord, we magnify our God.
Right. Okay.
About making our God bigger.
Right.
Oh, in our life. Lord, we make room for you. Ah, with the air that I have, Lord, I want to give everything that I am to worship you. You are God and I am not. You are the created, I am the created one. And with all that I am, Lord, I willingly exalt, magnify, honor, enlarge, make you famous. Oh, and I can, and as I say it now, it's still part of who I am. Jeff, that's what I believe we are created for as people on this earth.
Right.
To worship the Lord.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and the beauty of his holiness. So I'm seeing that passage of scripture.
Right. Okay. So that's the W.
W. I stands for instruction.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, and it's from the verse that we read, and it says they devoted themselves. Who? These are the first Christians, right?
Yeah.
The early church. Like Peter speaking, 3,000 people get saved. And remember, they were just previously afraid because Jesus left and the Romans are there searching, hunting for them.
Yeah.
It says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. I love that word devoted.
There's a whole lot of meaning behind it.
Yeah, there is. It's about being all in, right?
Yes.
Not wavering, but hey, we're in. And what did he mean by that? There's a passage of scripture that says the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians because when they heard the word of God preached, they carefully searched the scriptures to make sure what they were hearing was true.
Hmm.
That was called nobility.
Wow.
And I was saying in my very first sermon, I was casting vision saying, this is what I believe we can be, people of worship and people of instruction, where we don't do anything unless it's founded upon the word of God. That's the I.
Okay. So we got the Y.
Yeah. And we're getting into the wifey?
That's right. Let's get into the F.
The F stands for fellowship.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, there you
go.
Hey, that's not a word that I used, right? When I was playing street hockey. And
I fellowship with my buddies.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just kind of, honestly, I confess, it kind of felt weird to me.
Yeah.
And I still don't use that other than in a biblical context and then understanding what it means. And they hung out together. They shared life together.
That's right. Yeah.
Like we do that.
Yeah.
Even here. Like it's not a burden to come here and do the show. Like we like doing it. We're hanging out, sharing each other's lives. That's what I think is a good street takeaway, if you will, for what the word fellowship means.
100%.
Experiencing life together. So I'm reading this saying, hey, this first congregation of people, I want to share life with you. Well, that's different for some people too, from what they were expecting from a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was young and believed in this. I read this from a guy, I think it was Dr. Dan Spader, who said, he who spends the most time wins.
Hmm. That says a lot right there.
Yeah. And so I was ready to dive in and share life together. That's F.
All right. So we got the whiff. Let's get to the wife.
E, okay. E stands for evangelism. 3,000 were added to their number, right? In the first sermon. I've never seen that, but I'm willing. And then, of course, remember at the end of that, as we were reading near the end of Acts chapter 2, and it said, and the Lord added daily.
Yeah.
Those who were what, Jeff? Being saved.
Well, and that at the end of the day is the Great Commission. I mean, you go to Matthew 28, that's what we've been told to do. Go into all the world.
Were you there in college with me, Jeff?
I was not. I was in kindergarten.
And so that, so there you have it. That's exactly what it was. Come on, friends, you know it. The book of Acts, it's like the fulfillment of all that God said to do, right?
Yeah.
And then it's this ongoing unfolding of the people of God doing, you said it, the Great Commission and the Great Commandment. Love each other and tell the world that God loves them. Worship. Be people of the word and instruction. Share life together. Tell other people about Jesus. And then a couple of years went by and I added one, which is where we got the multiple wives
thing. The wives.
It's not, listen, don't do that.
But you know, it's bad grammar. So
it
it's
is
all good.
Bad grammar, but it just makes it easy for this guy to remember. W-I-F-E-S. S is for service. You know what that is? It's ministry.
Yeah.
And that's what we were saying the past few weeks about the body. We're all gifted by God. Yes, you are gifted. You who know Christ, you have been given gifts from our God. What are you doing with them? Some people say, I don't even know what they are. That's okay. Figure it out. And then use them to the glory of God. See, talking about it excites me to no end. Right from a scripture. And I can tell you, 30 years later, it's as alive to me today. In fact, even more so. That if this is all I do for the rest of my days, worship, instruction, fellowship, evangelism, and service, and devote my life to these five things, Jeff, I think I'll die a happy man.
I know you will.
Praise the Lord.
I know you will. Yeah. You know, it's funny. When I first heard you talk about wives, something that went through my head is, you know, it's going to be really easy to remember that and the application of why we're here, because we are referred to as Christians as the bride of Christ.
Right.
And so then when you say, okay, yeah, well, we're the bride of Christ, we're the wives. Mm-hmm. This is what we're meant to do, is the worship, the instruction, the fellowship, the evangelism, service. I mean, you cover off all those five things, and that is everything that the church is meant to be for a Christian life and what God has called us to be. It's like you cannot be the bride of Christ without those five things.
Right on. And we get to be those five things, right?
Yes.
You know, and that's a good benchmark. Lawrence, how are you doing? How's your worship of the Lord? Okay, yeah. Have you read lately? Are you getting instruction? Are you listening? Are you, right? Mm-hmm. Have you siloed yourself? Remember that from weeks ago? Oh, don't do it.
Yeah.
Have you told anybody about Jesus and your smile? Have you entertained? Are you practicing hospitality? And what are you doing to serve someone and make somebody else's life better? It's awesome. It fires me up to talk about it, Jeff.
That's good. Well, unfortunately, we've only got like a half an hour to our time. So, you know, we can't just keep going. But you're sitting here and maybe you've caught the last few episodes and you're going, okay, so I get that I'm supposed to be part of the church. I have a role in the body of the Christ. And now you're telling me that in my role, there's things I can do. And so we want to encourage you to live that out. It doesn't mean you have to go, oh, you know what? I'm going to pick up instruction. I'm going to be a pastor. That's not what we're saying.
No.
We're saying fulfill your role in the way that God has designed you within the body of Christ. Maybe that role is simply to be an encourager. And part of that is living out the fellowship. It's picking up the phone and going, hey, I just want to know, I want you to know, I love seeing you at church on Sunday. And it was great to have you there. And, you know, you really bless me. Pick up, hang up the phone. You just might make somebody's day. I mean, we've heard lots of stories throughout the years of all it took was a simple phone call when somebody was about to off themselves. And it made all the difference. You never know how God's going to use you. And maybe it's, I mean, I think of my grandpa. Couldn't hold a note to save his life, but that man loved to worship. Mm. And when I think about my grandpa, that is the one thing that stands out, is how much he would just worship Christ with everything in him. And he was the epitome of the W of wife.
And he served too, didn't he?
Yeah, he really,
what stands
really
out
did.
To me is I remember him as a man of service.
Yeah.
So there was a capital S in his life. And you're saying you knew him. It's amazing. What else?
Yeah. So, I mean, what is your role? What is your place within the church? God knows he made you for it. So we want to encourage you to spend time talking to God. Have him reveal your role as the bride of Christ, as a wife's within the church.
Sounds great.
Yeah. All right. You have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.